Joe Biden's border chief grants amnesty to 850,000 migrants. By Neil Munro on January 10, 2025. President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief has extended temporary amnesty for 850,000 illegal and quasi-legal economic migrants until 2026, further suppressing American wages and spiking their rents. The 18-month expansion of the temporary protected status, TPS, amnesty was announced by outgoing border chief Alejandro Mayorkas. The beneficiaries include 234,000 illegal migrants from El Salvador who first got their TPS status after a 2001 earthquake that wrecked their home nation's economy. The small nation's economy is now growing amid the successful suppression of gang crime by the nation's popular president, Nayib Bukele. So Mayorkas's press statement blamed bad weather for his refusal to send the economic migrants back home. El Salvador's extension of TPS is based on geological and weather events, including significant storms and heavy rainfall in 2023 and 2024, that continued to affect areas heavily impacted by the earthquakes in 2001. The agency is automatically extending work permits through March 9, 2026, Mayorkas added. The mass amnesty declaration also includes 600,000 economic migrants from Venezuela, Mayorkas said. After reviewing the country conditions in Venezuela and consulting with interagency partners, it was determined that an 18-month TPS extension is warranted based on the severe humanitarian emergency the country continues to face due to political and economic crises under the inhumane Maduro regime. These conditions have contributed to high levels of crime and violence, impacting access to food, medicine, healthcare, water, electricity, and fuel. The amnesty award is a political windfall for Venezuela's Cuba-backed dictator, in part because it helps to keep up to 600,000 opponents working in U.S. jobs instead of protesting in Venezuela's streets. The U.S. government also allows migrants to send money to their families at home. But those funds helped the ramshackle dictatorship to hire police needed to suppress pro-democracy protests. In prior decades, U.S. governments tried to promote democracy in South America, not extract wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants for use by U.S. employers in Americans' communities. Under Mayorkas, the number of migrants with TPS amnesty has tripled to roughly 1 million. That population includes many of the Haitian migrants who were invited to take jobs and homes in Springfield, Ohio. The new announcement also extended TPS for migrants from Ukraine and Sudan. In his final weeks in office, Mayorkas has also been expanding opportunities for foreign graduates to get white-collar jobs in the United States. He is also helping foreign graduates to jump from jobs into the queue for green cards and citizenship. The new TPS amnesty was applauded by the business and ethnic lobbies that gain from any inflow of renters, customers, workers, and political dependents. Hundreds of thousands of individuals can continue to be protected so they can live safely in the U.S., contributing to their communities, supporting their families, and strengthening the U.S. economy, said Forward.us, the main business-funded lobby group for illegal and legal migration. This decision provides relief and stability to hundreds of thousands of individuals who cannot safely return to their home countries due to ongoing environmental and political crises, claimed Representative Adriano S. Piot, DNY, who is the chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. But the El Salvador amnesty may be quietly welcomed by President Donald Trump's deputies, who face a mountain of tasks in the first few months of the administration, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Trump's officials would have faced a March deadline on whether to approve or end the amnesty for the El Salvador migrants, said Krikorian, adding. This way, they'll deal with it later in the administration, when they'll have time to prepare the full explanation they're going to need to lay out about why they're not renewing TPS for El Salvador. So in a sense, this is a kind of gift to Trump. But, he added, Mayorkas's claimed worries about the bad weather in El Salvador are pathetic. He continued. When they renewed Honduran TPS, in a prior year, one of the rationales was the coffee plants had a blight. It was coffee rust on the leaves, and that was the reason to not make people go back to Honduras. The El Salvador TPS amnesty will expire in September 2026. The Venezuelan extension also gives Trump time to decide how he should treat the huge population of Venezuelan migrants welcomed by Mayorkas and Biden. Trump has an ambivalent record on the issue, partly because he provided some legal cover, but not work permits, in January 2021 to the Venezuelan migrants who had arrived before Biden was inaugurated.